I just wanted to start first with, you know, given that interdisciplinarity of your work and what you study and research at the University of Kentucky, I would love to know how you would prefer to, I guess, call what you're doing in relationship to others, not only within the academy, but also outside of it.
Big question. And I think it's a very intriguing question, because with what is happening with digital technologies, and although we've, you know, seen them coming on for 20, 30 years now, it is still, I don't think we've really got our minds totally wrapped around what the significance actually is. But I think that the larger issue is, with the digital technologies, what types of questions can we now ask that we haven't been able to ask in the past? And in thinking about my work, I do think about it as interdisciplinary, but in some ways, that's kind of a fallacy. It seems like we organize disciplines in ways to ask certain types of questions. And how we define things gives us borders so that we can ask those questions and generate knowledge and generate understanding, have insights into things. So how I like to kind of think about my work is that the interdisciplinary nature of it allows me to define my subject slightly differently and my questions slightly differently. Or what I should say, define my subject slightly differently so that it can lead to different types of questions.
You classify yourself more as, and tell me if I'm wrong, as a visual rhetorician, as someone who's definitely situated in rhetoric and composition, but is looking at the visual nature of how we compose and create and diversify arguments. And so is that somewhat correct?
Yes, that would be correct. I think that I'm always disinclined to name what I'm doing too directly, yes, or to give myself a title or attach myself to an ism in some ways. I've always said that isms make Billy a dull boy. And I think that, you know, it's helpful to think about and focus my research in a way of thinking about that I'm working on visuals. And I do consider myself at the heart being a visual rhetorician. But I think what that is and where that can take us is evolving as we go along. And I think that, you know, the issues that the digital humanities open for us, it's really astounding. But I think that one way to think about digital is as a methodology. And I think when you start thinking about the digital as a methodology, it shifts that sense of what it is in such a way. So I can be a visual rhetorician working in the digital realm, but it's that digital piece that allows, again, certain types of questions to be answered. It kind of redefines the world in a way, but I think through a methodological one.